I've made a lot of mistakes in my time as a business owner, as the CEO of my business. Some of them have just been complete flops. Others of them have really resulted in learning a lot from those mistakes. And I want to talk about them today because I really feel like hearing from someone else that has not done some of the things right gives other people the courage to realize that it's okay to make mistakes. And really, it's all about learning from them, expanding beyond them, and just really ultimately doing better and thriving in business. So let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. I've been in business for myself for about 8 years at this point, and it's been an interesting ride, if I'm just being really honest. When I first started as an entrepreneur, I never would have thought that I would have learned some of the lessons over these 8 years that I have, and it's been really cool. I've enjoyed being a business owner. I believe that I was born to be a business owner, born to be an entrepreneur. It is something that even from a child, I always had little businesses. I always had these things. I made jewelry for a little bit as a kid. In fact, my optometrist was a customer of mine. She would buy all kinds of earrings from me, always ordering custom earrings, things like that. I had several people actually like that. My sister and I, we mowed lawns. I know not the most feminine of jobs out there, but we worked. We were really raised to be hard workers and to know a strong work ethic. And we mowed some yards, not a ton, but we had 2 or 3 yards that we mowed every week. And I worked for my dad. He still is a custom home builder, and we would clean up the job site for him. We were his cleanup crew. So there were lots of little things that I did as a kid long before I turned 16 that generated some side income for me. And then as I got into adulthood, I really found that I was always looking for something to do as a business. Knitted it for a really long time. As I think back over the course of my life, my birthday is next week, so I'm about to be 45, but over the course of these 45 years and the various things that I've done, little side gigs and side jobs long before I started this business as a CPA, owning a CPA firm, there have been a lot of things that I've done, a lot of lessons even in that. But the real learning started when it was my only source of income. And I feel like that's really where the rubber meets the road, where there's no one else coming to save you. The money that you're making day in and day out is either paying the bills or it's not. And I remember quitting my job. At the time, I was a single mom. I had really no savings to speak of. I had no outside income. I was definitely the opposite of what most people say that you should, the timing of starting a business. Anytime I hear someone give advice on when to start a business, I literally did the opposite of what people recommend. But I felt like for me, it was the perfect time. And it was what I needed to do at that particular point in my life. And so I jumped. And that is me in a nutshell. I don't wait for the perfect time. Like I just pull the trigger and I figure it out. And that's what I did. And it was really hard. That first year was definitely a struggle. And it was probably the most painful year ever, just because no one gives you a blueprint of how to start a business, kind of like having kids. No one tells you how to do that. there'll be a lot of advice out there, but the reality is that what works for one person may not work for you, and vice versa. And so it's really a lot of trial and error and learning and figuring and that sort of thing. And so as I was thinking about this podcast, I thought of 5 different things that I did, quote unquote, wrong, mistakes I made. I believe that we should learn from mistakes, not always, that these 5 quote unquote mistakes that I've made, I absolutely have learned from them. I have adjusted, done better, and really determined that I wouldn't make those mistakes again. I'm sure there will be other mistakes that I make over the course of my tenure as a small business owner, but that's okay. It's all about learning, in my opinion. So let's jump into it, because I really believe that when we hear how other people have messed up, it really can be the catalyst to know how to do better ourselves. When someone is transparent, says, hey, I really messed up in these areas, I just really feel like it's something that you should listen to. Because if someone is being so bold and courageous to say, hey, I messed up in these areas, it's really the opportunity to do better. And that's what I'm hoping that you get from today's episode. So let's dig in. So probably the biggest mistake I made in my business was really not digging in to adjusting my mindset fast enough. I remember when I hired my first business coach, it was probably about a year after I started my business. And admittedly, that was probably the first time I ever heard anyone talking about mindset and the way that we think about things and adjusting the way that we think about things. I would say prior to this, and even after, admittedly, I very much had a fixed mindset. I really took a lot of pride in having strong opinions and being very firm in those opinions and not adjusting those opinions. And it was really tied into how I was raised. That's how my parents are. I love them. They're amazing. But mindset and growth is not really the biggest thing that they do as people. And I was adopting their thought process on those things and had no idea, because no one had ever spoken to me about growth and mindset and the impact it was having on my business until that point. And over the course of the last 7 years, since I initially hired that business coach and then still working with him and hired other coaches since then, it is something that I've expanded on significantly. I would say I am very different than the person I was 7 years ago, but I am even more different than I was a year ago than that person a year ago. I've really started accelerating that growth much faster. And I would say when I first hired that coach 7 years ago and started learning about mindset and things like that, I was open and receptive to it, but I didn't really put those things into practice very quickly. And that was a huge mistake. What I realize now is that the faster that I can open my mind to new things, new opportunities, new suggestions, and just be open-minded to the fact that there's a lot of stuff I have no idea about. And that's okay. I don't have to know all the answers. I don't have to know all the things. I can change my mind. I should change my mind, because I'm ever evolving, ever growing. And having a fixed mindset is, if I can just be really honest, probably the fastest way that you're going to fail as a business owner. It just is. The people that do well and really expand and grow and kill it in business are the ones that more easily adopt a mindset that is growth-minded and ever-evolving and things like that. I would say, hands down, had I understood how big of a deal this was 8 years ago when I started my business and adopted the thought process I have on growth and mindset and evolving that I have over the last year, if I had done that 8 years ago, I don't even know where I would be. It would be interesting, because I think I would be much further in life than I am now. My business would be bigger, the whole thing, because I was willing to change and adjust and shift quickly So I would say that's number one, the hands. If you don't take anything else away from this episode, take the thought of being growth minded and embracing that and just recognizing that, yes, it's uncomfortable, reshaping and shifting and adjusting thoughts that you've had your entire life and just being willing to be open to new ideas. It is extremely uncomfortable. That's really where the magic lies. And that is where life gets really cool, in my opinion. So the second thing I would say that I made a mistake on as the CEO of my business was I really focused on the details way too much. I'm probably going to guess that you are not surprised when I say that focusing on the details as an accountant is really easy for me. I probably got too tied in to the details of the business, though, not so much the numbers. I'm not talking about numbers here. I'm talking about the details of my business. I got too granular and I was too involved on the day-to-day and the minute-by-minute and all of these things that if I can say were probably, yes, they're my business because it is my business, but in reality, I shouldn't be all in the weeds of my business. That is what really stifles growth faster than anything, obviously behind mindset. Beyond that, though, is really if you're stuck in the weeds of your business, you are suffocating your business. And that's what I have done for a really long time. I have been way too involved in the minutiae instead of pulling myself out of that as quickly as possible. When you start a business, most of the time, it is going to be just you. And you start as the solopreneur, you don't have a big team. You have to grow and evolve over time and you end up pulling people in. I know not every business is that way, but I think that's probably the more common route to take. I do come across people with fairly regularity that do start immediately with the team. That is not super common though. It doesn't happen that frequently where you can immediately hire and have people helping you. It takes a lot of cash to do that. You basically have to have an existing business that you're buying. And when you buy an existing business, that is one of the perks is that you have some of these built-in processes and systems. But if you are starting out from scratch and you're not buying another business, then it's just going to be you and you're going to have to build your team out over time. I would recommend to look for ways to get to that first and second and third employee as quickly as possible. The faster that you can get out of doing everything in your business, the better. I feel like a lot of people start a business to replace a job instead of really with the mindset of having an actual business. My father is that way. He never really, I remember one time, not that many years ago, where I think he felt like he was probably about the point that he didn't really want to work for himself anymore. And he was coasting in retirement and thought he wanted to work for somebody else. And that did not last very long because I think he had been so used to doing his own thing for so long that having to report to somebody else was painful. I can identify with that. I would really struggle with working for somebody else at this juncture in my life because I've been on this side for so long that he started that business as a custom home builder as, I think, a way to just create that job, to create the income. And he did great at it, but he never really had... He always did use subcontractors and things like that. He never really had a team of employees that helped him with things. He was the one that did all the estimates. He was the one that checked on the job every day. He was doing the project management. He was doing the estimating. He was paying the bills. He was doing everything. And I think it terrified him to have a team, right? Because then you had the people that you had to pay and mouths to feed and all this stuff, and it required their bigger business. And he just wasn't comfortable in doing that. And that's okay. Not everybody wants to truly be an entrepreneur. A lot of people want a small business because they want to be a solopreneur. But for me, that is not what I want, a business that can operate without me if I go on vacation or if I need to take the day off because I have a child that's sick or whatever, right? I need a mental health day. There's just so many different reasons why you may not want to be in the day-to-day of your business. And by focusing on the details too much in those beginning phases and not pulling myself out of that as quickly as possible, it really stunted my growth. I think if I had been more focused on rapid expansion so that I could get out of those details as quickly as possible, that it would have grown significantly faster than it did. And don't get me wrong, my business has grown. I've had a lot of success. By no means am I saying, as I'm telling you these mistakes, and I'm not thankful for my business. I 100% am. My business has been wonderful. I know I'm exactly where I need to be right now in this place. And so I am thankful for that. But again, I really know, and I've seen this in my own life, that when someone else shares their own path, their own journey, that it's helpful if we listen to it. So number three, the third mistake that I made as a CEO in my business was that I didn't hire fast enough. This ties into number two. I didn't pull myself out of the task as quickly as possible. I think it's really easy to get into kind of this normal day-to-day of what we do in the business. And we just have our task list of things that we do all the time. And it's important to intentionally look at that list with regularity to figure out, what am I doing in my business right now that I should not be? What can I delegate? What can I remove off of my plate and give to somebody else so that I can then focus on growing faster? I can focus on the things that produce growth, the things that drive revenue, the things that increase marketing faster, sales faster, training the team, all of these different things, creating systems in the business, the foundation to really grow and thrive in the business. You've got to remove things off of your plate in order to do those things, in order to drive growth in the business. And the way to do that is to hire. It may not be a full-time employee immediately. If you are a solopreneur right now and you are wanting to grow your business, having a full-time headcount that you are responsible for paying week in, week out may be too much. You may not be there yet. But you might be able to hire a virtual assistant. You might be able to hire a part-time contractor, an independent contractor. Your sister-in-law may be a stay-at-home mom, and she might have 5 to 10 hours a week that she can help you with social media. There's probably a million things that can be done, but you need to look at it through the lens of, are there things on my plate, the things that I'm doing that are not helping my business grow? By me doing these things, it is actually stunting my business growth. And if you've got those things on your list, and if I was a betting woman, I would say you do, because we all do. This is not something that just goes away really quickly. It takes very much intentional effort. And if you are not at that point, then you need to get rid of it. I actually regularly go through and I'll brainstorm the things that are on my list, the things that are on my plate that should not be, because it changes. At different point in business, the things that are on your plate that shouldn't be are different. The stuff that's on my plate now, 8 years in the business, are very different than they were 8 years ago. Very different than they were 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3, 2, and today. So doing this regular inventory of the tasks that you have and then getting rid of those quickly is very important. It's definitely a mistake that I have made. Number four, this is a big one, and you may be surprised at what I'm going to say. That in my business, I have really gotten to the point, and I've realized it over the last year, that I was not focusing on my health and well-being as much as I should. When you look at billionaires, millionaires, people that operate really successful big businesses, one of the things that they all have in common is that they take care of themselves physically. They focus on their health. Many of them follow specific dietary nutrition requirements. They all work out regularly. And somewhere along the way, when I first started the business, it was one of the things that I loved. So that I actually had time to go work out during the day. I love being active and taking care of myself. I played basketball in high school. I've always been very active. And for most of my adult life, I have been physically fit, enjoyed things like CrossFit, and I've never enjoyed running. Not a day in my life have I enjoyed it. But I ran for a number of years because it was, at that point, a really good way to stay active and fit. I love lifting weights. It's just, I love it. It's enjoyable. It's something that really gives me energy, makes me feel good, all the things. Somewhere along the way, I didn't focus as much on that and honestly quit working out. And it was impacting my mindset, impacting my ability to show up at a high level. And so over the course of the last year, I've added back in working out 3 days a week, nothing crazy. I'm not like hitting the gym daily or doing 2-a-days or anything like that. But it is something that I am prioritizing. And surprisingly, it has been a little bit more difficult than I would like to admit to really make this something that I focus on weekly. There are some weeks that at the end of the week, I go, dang, I only got 2 workouts in instead of 3, or God forbid, only 1. Don't tell my business coach this because this has been something that she's implemented, but because it's so important. But when you don't show up for yourself and really prioritize your health, then the way that your brain is thinking and everything is just not at its peak. I can tell you that even when I got a beautiful neighborhood, it's very wooded, lots of deer, wildlife, and I love going on walks. And I can tell when I go on a walk and just get out in nature and fresh air and all these things that my mindset is better than when I just sit behind a desk. And same thing with nutrition. I had really gotten to where I wasn't eating as regularly throughout the day as I needed to. I was skipping meals, all because I was quote unquote too busy and really just not taking care of myself. Can we just take a moment and realize that if we are not taking care of our health, and we're not eating properly and doing the things that we should be, that there is no way we can show up and operate a business effectively, that's just not going to happen. If you're eating junk all day long and then hoping that your brain is going to perform at a top level to give really creative ideas and thoughts and be able to manage your team and all these things at a high level, it's just not happening. And it is an area that I don't think enough people talk about. And I'm not saying that you have to be the perfect weight and the perfect size and BMI under a certain level and all this kind of stuff. Not at all. But taking the time to prioritize your health and being is important. And it is something that needs to be focused on more so than not. I think in more scenarios than not, too many business owners just leave that aside. And because it is easy to just start getting into the grind and the grueling. Honestly, there is something that I could be doing in my business every single day. There just is. There's always something that could be done. A project that needs to be looked at, a podcast that needs to be recorded, an Instagram that needs to be recorded or whatever. I am really never lacking something to do in my business. And if we're not careful, it sucks us in so much, and then we're not able to show up for ourselves in the way that we should be. The fifth thing that I have really not done a very good job of in my business as CEO of my business is giving myself time and space. What does that mean, Tiffany? Well, leaning into what I was just saying on 4 with health and exercise, it is so easy when we are so busy as business owners to just grind it out constantly. Everybody gets out the door, at least for me. I operate my firm remotely. And so my entire team works remotely. They're scattered over the United States, some of them local, but a lot of them not. And I sit down because I know I've got messages in Slack. I know I've got people that need me to respond to let them know how to deal with a certain situation. I've got emails from clients that need to be dealt with, et cetera, and et cetera. So that everybody leaves for the day. Everybody's going to school and work and all the things. And then it's really easy to just sit down immediately, maybe 7:30 or something, and just start grinding out the messages and the responses and all the things. And then all day long, I'm bombarded with a million other messages and all the things. And what ends up happening is the tail ends up wagging the dog, right? Because then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't get anything done that I needed to do, because I allowed someone else to dictate what I needed to do in my day. And even so much as working 5 days a week, 9-10 hour days, and then sitting down over the weekend and working maybe a few hours Saturday morning, a few hours Sunday, Next thing you know, you're working basically a 7-day week. It's easy to do that as an entrepreneur. Again, there's always something that could be done. So it's really easy to just sit down and always have tasks that need to be completed. And a few weeks ago, my business coach strongly suggested to me that I needed to start working a 4-day work week. She said the really wealthy business owners do not work 5 days a week. They don't work a 40, 50, 60 hour a week. Absolutely not. The wealthy, the people that operate at a very high level in business, actually work most of the time like a 3-day week. And they're working very high level, 30,000 foot view on their business. And then those other 2 days of the week, let's say they work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, are days that give their brain space to think and create and grow and expand, because we cannot grow and expand if we're constantly bombarded with things going on in the business. The brain needs that time, that space to process things. And so much of it is subconscious. It's not something that we might be sitting there thinking through a problem, right? But as business owners, our brains really are the things that grow and expand our business. It's not sitting down and doing the task. It's not doing the work and creating the deliverable. You need to hire people to do that. You need to be the one that's the brains behind the business and expanding that business beyond where you're at. If you truly want to become the CEO of your business, if you don't, then you probably haven't made it this far in the podcast anyway. But if you do, if that's really where you're going, then you've got to give yourself time and space to do that. And it has been a challenge. I'll just be really honest with you. I'm doing it. I did not actually this week. Don't tell her. We've got deadlines and they're crazy. And that's the thing. It's not necessarily going to happen every single week. There are extenuating circumstances where it might make sense to work a standard week. But that's not going to be the norm. That's going to be the exception, not the rule. The rule is going to be space and time to process and drive the business and grow. And I'll probably talk more about that in future episodes and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, but because it is a new thing that I've implemented in the business. But I realize now, after having done it for about a month now, how much better I'm able to show up. I'm not as stressed. I'm not as pulled thin, basically, with all the things happening. It's really easy to be stretched thin and be more frantic and stressed and struggle with having the capacity to think through what really needs to be happening in the business. And that's what giving yourself time and space does, is it allows you to really be able to show up in the way that you need to drive a business, that you need to in order to grow. If we're constantly working, and I think that's like a big mantra, right? Especially with women. Oh, you've got to be a boss babe. But even with men, it's like you've got to constantly work. Really, if you're wanting to grow at a high level, just constantly grinding it out is probably not going to get you where you want to go. At least it hasn't been for me. It's definitely been an area that without that space to just do my own thing, be, relax, go work out, whatever that is, just come at it from a more calm, stress-free perspective has been great. I know my team has benefited from it. I've become much more proficient. I was pretty good at managing my time before. I will say I operate much faster and get things done much more quickly than the majority of the people I've probably ever met in my life. My team laughs at me because I operate at such a fast pace that even with being someone who's pretty efficient and effective at my time, I have found that I needed to fine tune that a little bit and get a little bit better at managing my time. And I found little ways to take control of that and do even better, right? There's always a way to up level, do a little bit better, a little bit better. And by doing that, man, it makes all the difference in the world. So I hope that you've found something that you resonate with in this episode today. I always, when I start doing an episode like this, and I'm sure some of you I've talked to in a Zoom meeting or whatever, you've booked a time with me on my calendar and we've talked, and oftentimes I get feedback from you guys, from the listeners, that you love the podcast and it really just resonates with you and you're thankful for it and all these things. I think sometimes I show up and I just talk on a mic and I'm hoping that it lands. I don't know if it's going to or not, but I show up anyway and I do the things because I know there's somebody out there that this it does make a difference for. So I hope that this has been something that you've learned something from and that you can walk away from this episode and just operate at a little bit better level, fine tune, tweak, adjust. And I hope this has been beneficial as always. If it has been, of course, share this episode with a friend, with a colleague, someone that you know could really stand to fine tune their own business and maybe adjust some of the things that they're doing as the CEO of their business. And leave me a 5-star review. It's always super helpful because more people are able to get the word out and hear about my podcast. And with that said, I appreciate you so much. Thank you, as always, for showing up and listening to the podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I cannot wait until next time.